All right. It's nice being up here. I've never been up here before. It's pretty nice setup here. Probably need to borrow a snow shovel from somebody, it looks like, outside. Don't have one of those either. But, you know, I'm excited about getting the start this week. Obviously, coming off last week's emotional victory, we got a much-needed 2 days rest, and we're ready to come back to work. We've got a great test ahead of us with the Baltimore Ravens. Their experienced group, a veteran group. They play stout defense. They're good against the run. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but we're going to get prepared and be ready to go come Sunday.
How would you describe this season for you?
You know, it's been a season of up and down, ups and downs, and obviously as a team, as a whole, you know, we're not where we really anticipated being, obviously, from the win-loss record, but at the same time, I'm also, as I've said many times before, I'm proud of how this team's responded and continue to work hard. I've been around locker rooms where things have gone south and, you know, not everybody buys in, but guys are continuing to work each and every day. You wouldn't be able to tell a difference from week one to now, which is impressive, and it speaks a lot to the leadership in that locker room right now.
You always prepare as if you're starting, but how beneficial is it to get the majority of reps throughout the week now?
It'll be great just because you'll start to build that rapport with those receivers and get some more tasks on hand with those guys. And, you know, anytime you can get more reps, it'll prepare you for the game plan.
Well, obviously, you don't like to get a job because of injury or what have you, but you certainly did play well on Sunday. Moving forward, how much of a potential opportunity is this? Because obviously the quarterback job still seems wide open for the rest of the season and for next season.
You know, it's a one-week season for me, you know, and that's how you always have to approach it. If you start looking ahead, looking for the future, the what-ifs, and putting added pressure on yourself, it's as difficult as it possibly can be every Sunday because there's always good opponents. But, you know, my focus is always on this opponent, this game, and we'll worry about the future later.
What do you think your best asset for this offense is?
You know, my biggest thing is any quarterback, you have to be a leader on the field. You have to get lined up, and then also you have to be able to execute in crucial times in the game. Most of these games come down to one or two plays, and it's about executing and knowing where to go with the ball when maybe things don't go exactly as planned.
You probably had some moments this year where you've kind of been frustrated with the direction of things, you know, whatever that's been. Does this sort of, I guess, give a testament to the idea of just kind of staying with the program and being patient and your opportunities will come back sooner than later?
Just how you put it, you know, I think you get as frustrated as you let yourself get frustrated. You know, I think that each and every day I've tried to work hard. I try to stay in the right mind frame because I think anything other than that, it takes away from you doing your job and being able to go out there and perform when your number is called. So, again, I'm excited about the opportunity to play with these guys again come Sunday, and hopefully we'll go out and have a great game.
Circumstances are different, but how would you compare some of your frustrations this year with similar situations in Kansas City or with New England with what's happened this year? I mean, you're obviously not playing behind Tom Brady.
Right. Well, I think every year brings its own frustrations, some of its own adversities. There's ebbs and flows to every year, and I think as a player you learn over time that if you get so caught up in, you know, in whether or not you're not playing right now or this, that, and the other, or if you have a bad game, it's all about rebounding, coming back, be able to refocus on the next game and move forward from there.
Matt, you obviously had the great year in New England 08, had the Pro Bowl year in 2010 with Kansas right. City, but still maybe hasn't always gone quite as well as you'd liked.
Right.
Is there a perception that from people that maybe, oh, Matt Cassel, he's more of a backup quarterback type than rather being a starter? Does that perception exist, and what do you have to do to get rid of that if it does exist?
Well, everybody's going to have their opinions about you as a player, and you know, you can't change perceptions other than how you go out and continue to perform, you know, and so you've got to go out each and every week and put your best foot forward and perform, and perceptions can be changed from 1 week to the next in this league.
Did you, a couple weeks ago when coach said, you know, you really weren't being considered for the starting job, did you ever talk to him or have a conversation, or did you just go about your daily business or what have you?
I just went about my daily business. We didn't have a conversation or anything like that, but all I know, you know, throughout my career is to put my head down and work, you know, and that's the only way you're going to get better, and that's the only way you're going to put yourself in a position to be successful on Sundays.
November has come and gone. You played well on Sundays. The facial hair superstition going to stick around?
Well, I mean, I told my wife, I said, you can never shave after a win, and she told me she's going to get me in the middle of the night, so we'll see what happens here over the next week.
4th and 20, the free blitzer that came up.
Right.
When did you see him in relation to when Jerome was coming open?
Well, we knew that, you know, that's where my read was taking me based on coverage, and he was coming right up the middle. But again, on that type of situation, you have to do your best to just stand in there and try to deliver the ball. And that was my main intent, was just to stand in there no matter what and try to at least make a throw and give ourselves an opportunity to make a play on that ball.
I mean, did you take a shot on that? I'm trying to remember if
You know what? He laid off me, thankfully. So, but he was coming through, and he just gave me a little bump, but he didn't take it all out on me.
Part of the job is that. I mean, staying in the pocket, knowing you're going to get hit, waiting for a guy to get open.
Well, that's a big part of this job. You know, you've got to play tough, and standing inside the pocket, knowing you're going to get hit, is one of those things that in this job is expected. And so, you also have to know when to take that hit and sometimes when not to take that hit. But in 4th and 11 or whatever it was in a crucial part of the game, you have to stand in there and take it in order to try to deliver that ball.
Patterson's a big part of this offense now. How much different can this offense be?
You know, I think Cordero continues to get better each and every week, and he's still growing. He'll be the first one to tell you that he's got a lot of work to do and continue to refine routes and route running and understand conceptually what's going on defensively. But he continues to make plays each and every week, and I think that he's been a great addition to us. And as long as he continues to work, you know, he'll continue to be a good player in this league.
Quarterback, how's the trust factor with him, knowing that he's going to be in the right place or run the right route, changed or maybe evolved as the year's going on?
I think without a doubt, I mean, your trust factor continues to increase as the year goes on. You get more repetitions. He gets more repetitions. You get more comfortable with one another, and then that trust factor comes into play. Thanks, guys.